I'm Kevin Boucher, WSIU Radio News. The time now is 6:04. A Democratic candidate for Illinois governor is comparing the leader of his own party to a well-known fictional villain. Illinois Public Radio's Tony Arnold reports.
State Representative Scott Drury says the Democratic Party in Illinois is behind the times, and he blames that on House Speaker Michael Madigan, the party chairman. Drury said legislative leaders like Madigan should be term limited and should not have second jobs. And he compared Madigan to a literary villain who must not be named while speaking fittingly at a Chicago public library.
It's almost as if there is a Voldemort in the state of Illinois, and no one wants to use his name. And if you can't use his name, how are you going to fix the problem?
A Madigan spokesman says the speaker's not taken a position on the Democratic candidates for governor. Other Democrats also running: Daniel Biss, Bob Diber, Chris Kennedy, Amaya Pawar, and J.B. Pritzker. I'm Tony Arnold.
For those of you wanting to expand your education but aren't looking for class credit, SIU Carbondale offers the Community Listeners Program. WSIU's Jordan Maddox has the story.
Conference coordinator Leslie Brock says the program has been around for years, but only about 20 people take advantage of it each semester.
They can go in any classroom if they want, as long as the professor signs off on it. So the professor just has to sign off saying that they have seats available and they're okay with somebody sitting in and listening to the course.
Listeners do not get credit and do not have to turn in homework. Brock says the cost is $50 for the semester, and it comes with a discounted rate for Moore's Library Card.
I know a lot of people do it to, like, they'll learn a foreign language, so German or French or Spanish or whatever they want to do. Some do it just because they want to grow their knowledge base in a particular field, chemistry or history or English.
Students who are currently enrolled in classes are ineligible for this program. Courses in the School of Law and School of Medicine are not available. Registration starts August 7th. Classes are from August 14th through December 8th. I'm Jordan Maddox.
This coming Monday, which is the 7th of August, the U of I Extension Service in Murfreesboro is holding an outdoor demonstration workshop to create awareness of new crops and new techniques. Nathan Johanning, a U of I Extension educator in small farms and food systems, says even though he's been raising crops for many years, he is always amazed by new varieties and new ways of controlling pests. Among the topics, how to grow ornamental corn, sweet snacking peppers, and how to make the most of using high tunnels in the garden of the farm. One highlight of the workshop, one expert will talk about asparagus and cover crops, and another expert will talk about the almost impossible job of how to keep deer out of your growing areas. Monday's workshop starts at 4 p.m. in Murfreesboro, and it'll take place outside the U of I Extension Service office. That's on the Aver Road in Murfreesboro. For more information, call 687-1727.